stardom, to your new assertion, to your new highest place, placement of concession. So we're breathing in the light and allowing ourselves to be stirred, ourselves to be orchestrated, ourselves to be advanced. So when I'm saying this, just imagine there's a liftoff presence. In other words, there's this energy that's moving you to another placement, to another aspiration, to another possibility. We all want to remember that we're light and we carry a strong like opportunity or help or guide or promotion or just see like, you know, like bouncing higher and higher. So there is a circumstance, I'm trying to get like a word that just totally matches that energy. I'm gonna say it this way, there's an advanced treasuring. That's the best words I can come up with for this energy. So advanced treasuring is, it's already there. It's been placed with ease, waiting for your recognition, waiting for your arrival. So just imagine like, you know, joggers in a marathon, and it's like, let's get that cup of water ready because they're going to pass by just about now. So as you will receive your upright positioning, so the upright positioning is your advanced consent. It's who you are beyond space and time, that you are. So just imagine there are coordinates in higher dimensional placement, that you are orchestrating permission for full extraction. In other words, I've arrived, I'm here, I'm present, I'm ready to proceed, I'm ready to engage. And so as you will receive your whole requirement, so in other words, what it is that's due you, what it is that you cannot do without, excuse me, when they say cannot do without, you want to remember that there's a new version of self that you are due to receive, that you are due to commit to. So just remember, like the entire tapestry that's moving into ascension, it cannot occur, it cannot be complete until your arrival, because it's like you've consented to grow, you've consented to accelerate, you've consented to advance. And so this is like here, it's available, it's an offering, but it's also the required next sequencing. So imagine rock climbing, it's like, okay, here's your next heave-ho, your next step, your next alternate arrival. So as you will receive liftoff pleasure is, it's guaranteed certainty as you will begin. So how you begin is, it's you let go of the banisters. So just imagine like holding on for safekeeping. It's like I'm holding on, I'm clinging, I want to hold on to what I had because at least I have that. You know, I'm not always happy, I'm in dualism, anything can happen any moment, the world's proving that to us. But you know, let me hold on to the little bit I have because that may be all that's left. So this is scarcity, this is like lower frequency, because as we will arrive at our new state, we will be made whole, because we're not that individuated consciousness that keeps reporting to the illusion of separation, that keeps reporting to the illusion of victimization. So you like, we see this like ongoing, and we just consider that to be normal existence. Well, it is and it isn't, because what we're doing is we're traveling beyond to our rightful gaze. Our rightful gaze, we want to remember, we all took flight. In other words, when we took on this incarnation, we came from higher galaxy, we came from higher station. So you want to feel that, you want to feel that glow, you want to feel that consensus, you want to feel that delight, in light, with light, consenting to the light. Because what we're really doing is retiring an old footprint, an old limitation, an old just sort of like antiquated presence, and we're returning, we're how do I get that in words, like we're returning, we're enveloping that which is our natural state. Now this is very, very helpful when we remember this is actually our natural state. So when so many of us are like, I don't feel like I'm from this planet, they're like, yes, exactly. So what we're doing is we're upgrading ourselves to what is possible. So it's not possible when you look down below. It's not possible when you consider yourself limited. It's not possible when you're still holding consciousness of victimhood. But anything is possible as you continue to soar, as you continue to relieve yourself of past consent. Past consent is how you've received yourself, who you thought you were in your former reality. And so as we go abroad, as we exchange hands, as we receive what is given. Now, what is given is what's being introduced to us in this early arrival. So we want to really get that early arrival. So whatever they call that, like first ascenders or first wave or whatever, what does that mean? What that means is that we're traveling with enough light, we're close enough to our next agreement that it's like with a little consent, with a little administration, in other words, tuning into the light, releasing the old entanglement, we can be aglow. So a glow is holding the light frequency. So again, as we're entering this portal of heavenly exchange, you want to remember this has been the plan all along. It's not something like, can we do this? Are you sure? It's guaranteed in our upright positioning. So what we're learning to do is we're learning to stand upright. That means we're releasing the consensus of mass consciousness. When you're listening to television, to news, to anything of lower persuasion, even your mind, lower persuasion, we're moving beyond that to proper association. So proper association, see yourself fitted. So you may have angel wings, you may just be your light body, you may, you know, see yourself with like guru attire, because each of us are already existing in a higher alternate reality. When I say higher, they're looking at me like, well, let that word go this time, but that's it. Meaning, when I'm saying that, I'm registering as if I'm not actually there. If that makes sense? So this is where they're moving us along, moving us along, helping us establish our heavenly placement. So allow yourselves inside. Inside is there's room to grow. There's room to consent. Now, when I'm receiving this, I have all aboard. So ones that are not in physical placement in this roll call, so ones that are not physically receiving this attunement, they're receiving this attunement at large. So they may be coming later, they may exchange hands, meaning that you're holding the energy for your beloveds. So you may suddenly see them popping up in your psychic awareness because they're due to arrive. So we want to understand our power. We want to understand our forthright concession. In other words, what we're doing is we're doing it for the collective. It's not just so I have a groovier linear life, though you will and you shall. And that's a must. It's a must because we're working out of higher chambers. We're working out of higher vicinity. And what we're doing is like we're bringing all of consciousness to that unified field of agreement so that, again, heaven can descend on earth. In other words, so that we can play with that higher persuasion, meaning that higher consciousness, that higher alignment. So we're doing this in stages because each time we agree, as we're all discovering, all that matters not, meaning your old beliefs, your old limitations, your old grudges, prejudice, so on and so forth towards self and others, because it's all the same, it's going to be kicked up. I mean, it just is. And it could just like, you know, you end up sitting on that fanny. Hopefully you land on your fanny. Because we have to be acquainted with what is required for full restoration. So it's like, you know, I just see Moses in the Ten Commandments. So the commandments anew, what we're learning to in degrees of ascension is agreeing to our light. So everything that we've been empowering that would suggest that we're not fully empowered in light, it's going to be like twisted and turned, meaning it's going to kind of hit you. and cause you to concede. In other words, this has got to go. This has got to go. And so what we're, how do I say this? Like they're just showing us like as if we're like on the chandeliers. So from this higher perspective, from this higher persuasion, in other words, the more that we understand who we are beyond the mind, beyond the ego, beyond the personality I, this is going to be easy to attain. Because when you're demystified, in other words, when you're in the middle of it, you really believe all of that. You believe the false tale. When you move up in the ascension ladder, when you receive your promotional claim, then what doesn't look like love is going to be far less attractive, and it's going to be much easier to just toss by the wayside, give it to your guides, give it to the angels, Jeshua, whatever is most appropriate. For one, you are like an amazing Buddha in another realm, and you're going to start feeling that. You're going to start thinking like, somebody's with me. It's you, just so you know. When you're starting to feel that master presence, it has some kind of like, I just want to keep saying Buddha. You're just going to start feeling it. It's you. It's you in another dimensional reality. And so this is the whole point. We're bringing in our master awareness. And so it's coming, they're saying, not to stir us, not to scare us, because if there's too much, I got to switch lanes like immediately. Like the ego kind of rebels and attacks. So it's like accurate assimilation, step by step by step. But there's, I don't know who it is, but what I can tell you, because we're all one. So when one receives, we all receive. There's, there's a big graduation step that is coming to meet you, is coming to greet you. So when you feel like, I know this is crazy, but I think I can receive this, just say yes, because you can. Okay, so as we will receive God's glory, remember God being our God self, our I am presence, as we will receive God's glory. This is not sometime years from now. This is in the present moment. That's what we tend to be shy about, because we're learning for our triumph. In other words, we're learning the true recognition of self. So as we receive God's attendance, we're opening up to that God self early, remember. And the reason that's very important is because we kind of look around and we have a tendency to doubt ourselves, because it's like, I don't see anyone else doing this. What makes me think I can do this? So this is the whole point. We're returning to our natural station. So our natural station is who we are beyond 3D, beyond this in present incarnation. So remember that multidimensional consistency. And there's something about that word consistency that made all things possible. It was sort of like Shazam, clicking of the fingers, and so it is, consistency. So consistency is agreement, landslide. Allow yourselves to receive on all levels, past, present, and future, because again, as we entitle ourselves, all of the various aspects of self become elated. In other words, receive that holy remembrance. Someone's asking, don't I have to go back in time and like give it to my former self? Everybody's here, all aspects of self. Like a reporting to go to order. And you're going to find, as you submit to God's acquaintance, meeting your God self, there's a ripple effect. So it goes where needed. It goes where needed. To answer your question, you may have an assimilation. In other words, you're going to call forth something in due property, some kind of phenomena that's going to ring the bell. So whatever that age was, you might suddenly feel like I gotta buy that package of taffy or whatever it is that connects you to that time frame. But it's gonna come. Your higher self's gonna dictate. It's just gonna come forth naturally. Receive. So it is. Thank you everybody for joining.